Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. In Maryland, over 5,000 child care providers are paid by the state to care for the children of low-income working families and families going from welfare to work. Some of their paychecks went missing this winter and early spring. Why? Rolf Grofwalner is assistant superintendent with the Maryland State Department of Education, the agency that oversees the child care subsidy program.
Most recently, in February, the Department of Human Resources and Department of Budget Management transferred over automated tracking system. And that new software program had significant system errors, which could result into a delay of the payment for up to 4 to 5 weeks.
The Education Department messed up, and they know it. But this story is about more than that. It's about how a two-income family is still in trouble when the paycheck is late. Annette Scarry got to know that anxiety very well. She says she called the Department of Education again and again, but...
But, you know, all they could tell me was that it's been processed, it's on the way. I had a person down at MSD tell me, "Miss Scarry, the check is on the way." I say, "I have turned off notice for gas and electric. I need a check to be here. Not on the way." She said, "You should get it Tuesday." Okay, Tuesday came, Wednesday came, Thursday, no check. I have to call her again. She said, "Well, it's on the way." It took the check another month to get here that was on the way. What do you know what y'all want us to do? I don't understand. How am I supposed to live? I explained to her, we have to live. We got to take care of these kids. So we can't just put the kids out. What's going to happen to them? We put them out and say we're not going to watch them because you're not paying. I don't know. I was thinking about closing up, really closing the daycare, because I can't live like that. I got to have a paycheck to live in this house. Now, I know a couple of them that closed up in this area here. So if they have to close, where are the kids going to go? Nobody wants to take a voucher right now. POC, person of care. No provider wants that now because you haven't been paid for the ones you already have. So why would you take some new ones? I don't know what they expect for us to do. My thing is they just contradicting themselves because they want the people to get off of welfare. They want them to go to work. But then when they do that, they don't pay the daycare. So then what the parents do? Back on welfare. Starting the cycle back over again.
And if Annette had gone unpaid for 5 months instead of three?
Well, probably I would have been able to keep the house, but I wouldn't have been able to have children here. You know, my husband worked, so, you know, he would have been able to pay the mortgage. But, you know, the gas and electric and all the other come with it, I don't know that we would have been able to do that. But, yeah, we would have probably still been able to keep the house. I would have to get a job, close my doors to daycare, and go get a job.
What if this situation had happened to you? Would you be able to pay your bills? Or would your family be stretched so thin that you might have to live without electricity? How many missed paychecks stand between you and the street? More on that next week. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these stories, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.com or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.